Good Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Zai. I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger, I didn't appreciate my father, Zichrono Livracha, the way I should have. Baruch Hashem, as I got older, I grew to appreciate him and the special, incredible person that he was. And it took time. It wasn't easy for me. But one of the best shtachs that I ever got was from my father's Zichrono Livracha. Mamish, a shtach. You know what a shtach is? Everyone knows what a shtach is? What? A roast. Okay, very good. That's Taka Teich. A shtach is a roast. See, he gave me a roast. It was so good. I was 16. I remember it like the second. That's how clear the memory is. I used to get a ride home with him sometimes if I needed at an off Shabbos. So I left yeshiva in Brooklyn on Thursday, and I would get a ride home with my father from the city on Thursday evening. Instead of taking the Muncie bus on Friday, it was a lot more geschmack. And we're walking from I would meet him in his showroom, and then we'd walk to his car to the parking lot. And we're walking along the street in Manhattan, and there was a nickel on the floor. Nickel. There are no more pennies anymore, but there are still nickels. Probably by the time you're walking with your kids, there probably won't be nickels anymore. But as I think this week, they stopped the pennies. So pennies are now part of history. So you'll be able to say, you'll tell your kids, I remember there was such a thing as a penny. But nickels, they still exist. And my father pointed out that there was a nickel on the sidewalk. And he said, Benz, why don't you pick it up? It's a nickel. And I gave my father a look like, Dad, it's just a nickel. Why would I? It's a nickel. So he said to me, since when have you ever earned a nickel to have the right not to be machshav a nickel? You never earned a nickel. What gives you the right not to respect it? Ouch. That shtach, it went so deep in me. I still feel it today. I still feel roasty. I still feel a little toasty from it. It was such a good vart. The Rabbeinu Shalom comes to Avraham Avinu and he promises him three things. What are they? Everybody know? Bonim, children. Eretz Yisrael. What else?
Get rich.
Bonim, money, and Eretz Yisrael. Very good. Yet we find, Avraham Avinu says, does what Rabbeinu Shalom says. He's, okay, lech lecha. Avraham Avinu takes off. He gets there, it's Canaan. Vayirov ba'aretz, nothing to eat. Okay, nothing to eat, fine. You want to say no such thing as a coincidence? Coincidence number one. No such thing as coincidences, right? It's a coincidence, it's from Hashem. It's from Hashem. Every coincidence is a coincidence. No food. Children. Is there anything that Avraham Avinu works harder for than to have children? Children, davening, garnish, 100 years old. Why he has Yishmael, he has to take a shivcha to have a child, and then he has Yitzchak. And even he doesn't have Einiklach. He's 137 years old. Yitzchak's not even married yet. Okay, so now time to get him a shidduch. Nothing's easy for him. Eretz Yisrael. Comes time to bury his wife. He doesn't have a dalet amos to bury his wife in. Hashem told him, you're getting the whole Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have any place to bury his wife. Nothing. What's going on? You can't have so many coincidences. Obviously it's from Ka, it's from Hashem. Everything Hashem promised him, everything is hard. Why is that? Why is that? Because Rabbi Tzai, the Rabbi Shalom made us. So he knows exactly how we tick. Because he created us. We're the machines, and the Rebbeinu Shem is the creator of us as a machine. And he knows how we work. My father, and I have to say, I felt bad looking back, because it used to annoy me. Every time I'd leave the room, why did you close the light? If I leave the house in the wintertime, why did you close the door? If I left it in the summer, then why do you got air conditioning the whole month before? We'd say, well, the air conditioning is on. Why don't you close the door? Why are you standing there with the door open? It's 90 degrees outside. The air conditioning is on. And I got annoyed. You know when I got cured of that, being annoyed by those things? I got cured in 1 second. After I got married and I bought a house, I got a bill from Orange and Rock. I opened up the bill, and I actually had to pay it. I had to pay the electric bill. From that day on, I don't think I've ever forgotten to close a light ever again when I left the room. Had to have 500, I don't know how many, 1,000 reminders from growing up till I was 22, whatever it was. Get reminded again and again and again, close the light, close the light, close the light. I'm not so stupid. I don't forget that many times. How many reminders does a human being need? Yet I couldn't remember to close the light. And not only that, I had tinnitus on the person who was paying for the light that I was wasting. It annoyed me. One Origin Rockland bill that I had to pay myself cured me of all I never forgot ever again. Rabbeisai, until you earn something, you don't appreciate it. Not just you, that's human nature. The Rebbeinu Shem made us in a way, until you work for it, until you pay the price, you will not appreciate it. That's the price tag you pay for everything in life. It's brought down, the Aruch Chaim says, that when it comes to Torah, there's an extra special koyach of shikha. More than anything else. Everybody have another strange thing. I can remember, I know exactly what time it was, what I was doing when I heard the Mets won the World Series in 1986. What? But what, I don't remember what I learned yesterday. What's wrong with me? Every stupid television, so growing up, when I woke up, I think I would still remember every Brady Bunch that I saw growing up. I don't have to mention that stupid show, but whatever. I don't forget. You can't forget the stupid things. You don't forget. Why? Because I don't have such a bad memory. Yet when it comes to Torah, it's very hot. I don't remember what I learned yesterday. Why not? Zokta Arachayim HaKadosh in Parashas B'chuk Kaisai, the Rabbanu Shel made it. You should forget. Torah, you forget. You have to work extra special hard. The more valuable something is, the harder you have to work for it. The harder you have to work for it, the more you appreciate it. That's the way we're designed. When it comes to Torah, the Torah is the ultimate, is the gift to happiness in your lifetime. Is Torah, that is the key to living a happy life. So Torah is harder to remember than everything else. You have to work extra hard. Rabbeisai, Avraham Avinu, it wasn't a coincidence. Eretz Yisrael, children, these things, because we put so much koiches into them, that's why we appreciate them. Jewish people appreciate their kids more. Is that a racist thing to say? I don't know.
No.
But it was put into our teva.
I mean,
the Rebbeinu Shel made it hard for the others to have children. So Mamela, they davened and they worked and they schwitzed. And it costs every parent in this room a fortune to send you to yeshiva. It's a fortune to send you. You know how much money they spend to send you here? You know how hard it is? How many hours they have to work every year to send you here to yeshiva? It's so much, you can't even imagine. Someday you'll imagine, because you're going to do the same thing. That's why they love you so much. That's why the Torah means so much to us. That's why our families are stronger than other families. Because we work harder. Eretz Yisrael's easy. We saw over the last 2 years, guys, did you see over the last 2 years, is Eretz Yisrael easy?
No.
It's easy schmeasy. We get Eretz Yisrael. Even though we have it. After 2,000 years, Baruch Hashem, we have Eretz Yisrael. What a gift. For 2,000 years, you go to the Maris HaMachpelah today, you see where they couldn't even go inside. They had a daven outside the Maris HaMachpelah until a couple of years ago. For hundreds and hundreds of years, the Arabs didn't let us in. Now we get to go in. And you see a place, there's a step where the Olam used to daven. Now the tourists, there are some people still daven there, but it's like a tourist attraction. You see over there, that's where they used to go daven. That was hundreds and hundreds of years that the Muslims didn't let us in. Now we just walk in. It's still not easy shmeezy. Right? You got cousins fighting. There's cousins fighting. Putting their lives on the line. Risking their lives for us. So we could have Eretz Yisrael today. Not everybody made it out. Not all of his friends made it out. That's why we love Eretz Yisrael so much. Because we work so hard for it. We daven for 2,000 years. And please Hashem, let us go back. Baruch Hashem, we could get on a plane and go there. But still not easy. So if your Rebbe makes you work hard, Rabbi Yisai, it's not because he wants to give you a hard time. It's because he loves you. Your Rebbe makes you schwitz on a Tosfos, on a Gemara. That's because he loves you. Not because he hates you, Chas v'Shalom. Because your Rebbe knows what the geschmack that you get. You sit in a Seder, and you have a Shvera Tosfos, and you schwitz on it, and then you chop it. Rabbi said, there's nothing more geschmack in the world. I wish you all, every single guy in this room, should feel that someday. Your rabbis know what it is, and they want you to have it. And you can have it. But it's not going to be easy. I guarantee you, if it's easy, easy come, easy go. Easy schmeezy. If you schwitz on it, you'll love it. I wish you all, everyone in this room, should be zoicha to have emesah amola shel Torah. We'll work on the Torah and we'll all love it. Have a great Shabbos.